Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, and you're listening to a very special encore presentation of Animal World. We'll all be back in the studio again next Sunday at 9 a.m. for another live show. So be sure to join us right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. And welcome you to the third hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the best way to pull up stream, go to the Animal World website. That would be MarthaNorwalk.com. Click on the Listen Live link upper right. That'll click you through to the 1150 KKNW website, click on Listen upper left, and then Listen online, and you'll be all set up to stream the show. Alrighty, we've had a change of schedule this month, and the third Sunday is the second Sunday this month, which is today, and the second Sunday will be next week, the third Sunday. So Natasha Venter is here. It's Behavior Training and Healing Sunday with me, and talk with your human or animal loved ones on this side or the other, and all general psychic awareness stuff with Natasha Venter. And next week will be our healing show with Dr. Nels Rasmussen and Linda Rasmussen. So we have been in a long discussion with new clients of mine, but we have just begun working with them and their dogs. They are from out of the area. They're in Owako right now. That would be Teresa and Stu. Welcome back to Animal World. Are you guys still with me?
Yeah, we are.
Yep. All righty. Okay, so let's start with Natasha. You were doing a lot of work during the break and stuff. So what can you share with us? Did you run into any weird stuff? Were you, what can you share?
Okay, so what I was getting a sense, now I'm going to speak boldly here because this is my world. So it's a bunch of woo-woo. So how are you on the woo-woo stuff?
Sue's a little uncomfortable and I'm all in.
Okay. All right. Since you got both sides, Natasha. You got both sides.
Okay, I'm just going to go for it. Okay, what I got a sense was is that your dogs were basically in a good sense. I mean, they're out of balance, you know, like the Plechner, there's something going on. Okay, so as I was going in, I was feeling like with them being attached, there was something in their DNA that would trigger like a wolf or a werewolfish type of energy. It got very primal. I mean, when I say very, it was very primal. That's why the dogs would go for like the animals that would be more out in the wild than, let's say, a cat or another dog. You know, so it was very primal.
Yeah, and that's how Teresa described the behavior.
Yeah, so as I was going in, what I got a sense, and thank you for giving me permission, because I was able to go to a deeper level in your house. Sometimes I can work with, on a property, but unless I get permission, I can't go in really deep, and I needed that verbal permission from the caretakers. So what I was getting a sense is that this negative energy was in charge of the property. So like the Fae were fearful, the caretakers were not as proactive in taking care of. So I have a belief that we have caretakers of property. They could be the Fae, they could be angels, they could be guides, they could be whatever.
Okay? You're talking energies on the other side.
Energies on the other side. And so when that is out of balance, then negative energies can come in. Your property has had a lot of energy on it. There's a portal on it and that kind of stuff. If you need more clarity, then we can have a private session. There's not enough time to explain all this, but there was a lot of energy on your property and it was out of balance. So what I did was I brought in where I asked the energies of the werewolf to calm down. I asked it, I honored it, I gave it appreciation for who it was. And I asked it to calm down. So then now the Fae, the protectors of the property, can come up now and feel unfearful. There's also a dragon that came in and started protecting your property from these mishaps that come in.
Isn't that interesting?
There was also some beings in your house. I would call them mischievous fairies or mischievous elementals. And they would go and pick at your dogs when they were sleeping on their beds.
Oh, great.
And stuff like that. So the dogs never really got settled in who they were. They would go into deep sleep sometimes, but it was just out of tiredness than it was anything else. So then I swept the house. I don't know if you felt okay. That energy, but I swept the
I don't like think they're there right now.
Okay, but I swept the house out. And then I did this at your other place too. So there's that energy. And I swept it out. And then and ask the energy to calm down. Now, what I also got as a lot of this work was being done, that I got that the female, because the male had a scenario that wasn't quite right, I got she was a protective mother. She went into protective mom mode. She got
because
went into
of the
over,
physical health problems that
exactly,
Mowgli had.
She went into over. You know when a woman gets
she
out of balance and she got
of
into
him.
Very protective. She got into very like I'm the leader. When a woman gets too strong, then it's out of balance. And so there was that out of balance. So I asked her. I honored her for what she went into for protection. And I honored her for where she was at and then brought that down to more of a, we've got balance here. We need balance. We don't need protection. We need more just guidance and love and support.
Be
and so
interesting, Teresa, to see if there's a difference in Mango's behavior after this phone call today, if
yeah,
you notice anything.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then having Nell's work on the dogs would be helpful because he can go in more. I did this a lot of the surface work, but he goes into the nervous system a little bit. I can do that too, but
yeah.
You know,
and they're going to want to join.
I've done a lot. I've done a lot. And so a week in between doing a lot and then doing something else. Now, this is all about belief. If you don't believe, nothing, it could go back to normal. I mean, it could go back to what it was. But if you believe that healing has happened, there's an opportunity for healing to happen. So it's up to you guys to
So
start really.
just be a little open, Stu. You don't have to buy into it, you know. Just be a little open. And then Teresa will cover all the bases, it sounds like, 'cause she's on.
But I'm praying that this, because what I was getting was there was a lot of misbalance or unbalance of the negative energies to the positive energies. And so what I did was to make it simple, to make that concept simple. So what I did was I honored the negative energies for what their job was, what their desire was, and brought them back down to neutrality. So hopefully there could be some neutrality so that you guys can come in and be caretakers, be guardians, be assertive mom and dads to create that balance of who you are. And in a way, many times when we step back and we're not guardians of our energy, of our places where we live and that kind of stuff, then this unhealthy energy can seep in and cause unbalance through everything. And our animals are very sensitive to this misbalance.
All right. Well, so that sounds like good. So it sounds like we got a lot accomplished so far with you working on the property and the houses and that sort of thing, and understanding that I'm assuming that's where my feeling of something isn't right in this situation. Something's off. And then we'll have to see how I feel about it, Teresa and Stu, when we talk more. We're not going to do any more of the woo-woo stuff, as I call it, because that's Natasha's department. She may have to do more work, but we will connect you with Nels and Linda, and I'll tell you about that next week. But now what I want to know, Natasha, while we've got Teresa and Stu here with the dogs, right at the beginning of our discussion, you started to go into this. But so let's say you are able to help balance all the energy in the properties in the homes. We get that stuff worked out. And then I get them educated and we do what we need to do training wise and behavior modification, get these all under control. Then if we work with my program to change the way they feel about other animals, how far do you see this healing resolution going? Do you see us being able to work through this whole thing and totally change their behavior? Or what are you seeing?
Well, I have an understanding that especially the female has this primal sense. And when you have a primal sense of something, it is it's I because I have a dog that she's a Tennessee black mouth cur, so she's got a very primal sense of hunt. And so the only thing that I've been able to do is curve it. I curve it. So I've gotten that, the jolly routine. And the jolly routine I've had to do with the word leave it, and I need to repractice it a little bit more. But so going into this, you're always going to want to be aware of that primal trigger that can happen. Not stand in fear of it, but stand in acknowledgement that this is, wait a minute, we're hearing a lot of animal noises from the neighbor. Maybe we should put the dogs in. It's just being aware of the surroundings, not stand in
Especially as
fear.
we're working through all of this. Now, my experience and what I would expect, if we can work all the other stuff out, then once we've got all the preparation laid and we've got these dogs back in really good shape and well trained and all these things taught and leveled in, then we know that that Mango at least, has that full genetic code of chase, stop, grab, shake, kill. What I found is that we need a breakthrough to interrupt that path, that code. Okay. So we got to have a breakthrough initially to interrupt it, and then we make a different association with the trigger. And so if we get a breakthrough that we can break through the code, then we can change her perception of what the trigger means. because if you see a gun and somebody puts their finger on the trigger, the normal sequence would be we shoot the gun and, you know, there's a disaster. But if someone grabs a gun and holds the trigger and nothing bad happens, but they give you ice cream, well, then pretty soon over a while, grabbing the gun and holding the trigger means you get ice cream. Doesn't mean, you know, you get shot and killed. Okay, so that's the process we're going to have to go through, is we got to lay all the groundwork. And then we have the possibility of being able to change the trigger, you know, and change what the trigger means. And I've been real successful with a lot of situations with that. But, you know, with all the energy going on, at least, you know, it sounds like we've got all the components in place to cover all the bases. The biggest issue would be that underlying endocrine immune imbalance, which right now, and I'll explain that to you off the air, what it is and why there's no easy way to deal with it.
Food is important.
The food is the biggest component of treating the symptoms. We don't necessarily, can't necessarily balance the hormonal part, but we can usually change the behavior with the food. And by the way, the label you sent me last night has got several ingredients that are feeding this imbalance.
It's almost like kids who eat like the red dye and the blue dye and the green yellow dyes. It almost has that sense to it where there's certain foods that kind of give that sense.
Right.
I'm checking in. Is it pork? Is it pork? No. Is it chicken? No. Is it carrots? Yes. Carrots is a no-no. Is it beef? Beef is a no-no.
No, definitely. That's the one for everybody out there. If you have any kind of aggressive tendencies in your dogs, the one meat protein you absolutely do not want to feed is beef. Because when beef is in the system, there can be a chemical reaction in the brain that brings out aggressive tendencies.
Well, it's a that beef triggers that primal.
Yeah, and I assume that the same is true of all red meats, but the only research study I'm aware of was done on beef. So that's why I say absolutely beef and probably other red meats, but we only know for sure that beef. So that's a good one not to eat. But we have to look, we do have to look at food sensitivities and allergens. The ingredients in the food that we want out of there are the ingredients that are loaded with plant-based estrogens, because
peas,
that's the component.
Peas.
Huh?
Peas. Peas are a no-no.
No, for these dogs, I mean, peas are not an estrogen, but the sweet potatoes, the lentils, there's some other things in the diet.
Sweet potatoes are kind of they're not great, but they're not bad.
Yeah, but they're loaded with plant-based estrogen, so not a good food to be feeding dogs that are likely to have this imbalance, because it's too much estrogen that causes the problems. Anyway, all right. So I don't know. Were you able to answer the question? If we get all the components in order, are we going to be able to change her feeling and change the trigger so it doesn't?
The female will be one that you're going to want to, if you know that there is like, you know, the only way I can explain it, if I know there's a lot of squirrels out in the front yard, I don't let my dog out the front yard.
Right.
You know, it's that you're still going to have that overlining sense that you're going to have to be in knowing of your dog. But overall, you're going to be able to negotiate probably 95% of it.
Yeah. So it sounds like, of course, you know, you're just going to have to always realize you have special dogs, you know, and that the genetics are not great. And because of that, you will need to be structured in your relationship and the environment and so forth. But we could just stop at fencing a good dog yard compound and know that they can't get out, but it's too easy to have accidents happen that way. And I'll feel a whole lot better if we can actually start changing this behavior in the dogs, which I believe we can. And I think the one thing that was really bothering me is it's got to be all this woo-woo stuff that Natasha's talking about. So I think that's about all we kind of have time for today, unless Teresa and Stu, have you guys got any questions or anything you want to know at this point?
there, you guys have both been right on in this whole situation. So much of this rings true. And I'm tentatively feeling some hope.
Yeah. So what I want you to do, speaking of the woo-woo stuff, when you walk into your property, I want you to say, I'm honoring all protections for the greater good. Thank you. And I am taking charge of this property.
So, okay. So when you go home tomorrow, you're going to take charge of your property.
When you walk in, when you leave the place where you're at now, thank you, protectors and guardians of this place. I am asking you to be guardians while I'm gone, because I want to be the guardian of this property as of this day forward. You know, so there's that taking charge of basically your whole life, you know, that whole sense of, you know, it's not that you own the property, but you're the caretakers and honoring that moment. But then we also have this energy that's caretakers also. So it's that thank you. So like if you have like tobacco, putting tobacco on your property is a good way to say thank you. Maybe, you know, having, like, if you have a rock, you know, honoring a rock or doing something that says thank you. You do have good energies now. I'm asking for healing on this, so I put love all over your properties. So there might have been a little bit of a chaotic feel, but I'm asking that love come over and put a blanket over everything. So hopefully you're not feeling discombobulated as the energies are shifting, because this is something that's going to be for the next 24 to 48 hours. You're going to probably feel this shifting over of energies. If I see it as I see it now. And because this was a pretty negative energy. When you have a wolf/werewolf energy, it's pretty unpredictable is the word. And when you have unpredictable energies, then the protectors don't know that they can be safe. And so what I've done is that I've asked that werewolf to come down and calm down. And I've actually put it in a pen in the back corner of your property. Now that I think about it, and this is what the caretakers have done too. So if you go back there and you feel kind of like this unease back there, that's probably part of it. So once in a while, if you can maybe just say, I honor you, I thank you for being here, thank you for protecting me, you know, thank you for staying there, you know, just kind of don't be fearful of it, but acknowledge it for what it is. And that's the thing, is that a lot of us don't acknowledge and thank these negative energies for what they represent. And sometimes it's that breath out. Thank you for seeing me for what I'm doing here, you know, because sometimes they're just out of balance. And if we can just bring that balance back in, and that hurricane was a good representation of it, you know, that hurricanes are just a misbalance of water energy and wind energy. And if we ask that energy to come back down, sometimes we can quiet it just a little bit, go from a 5 hurricane to a 3 hurricane. You know, so
okay.
You know, it that's a good metaphor for what I'm talking about. Does that make sense?
Yes, that makes a lot of sense.
Yep.
Okay. And all I can help you even more if you need some more help.
Yeah. So I think at least today, we know we've covered all the woo-woo territory, you guys. And now for you and everybody else, for any of you that want to know how to contact Natasha, her website is intuitiveclarifications.com. Intuitiveclarifications.com. YouTube channel is Natasha Venter IC, the letters IC, YouTube. And then her phone number, because you can always just call her, 360-770-7486. 360-770-7486. So, Teresa,
yeah, there's not much I'm afraid of working with. I've worked with the devil. I've worked with darkness. I'm not afraid. I like to negotiate what is.
Okay. Natasha will deal with your werewolves, everybody. So, you can contact Natasha. And, now Teresa and Stu, we covered this base, but what we'll do is we'll have you check in with us again the third Sunday of next month. So Natasha can look at the energy and see what kind of progress we're making. Does that make sense?
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then next week, we're going to have you on so that Dr. Nils can reset nervous systems and balance Mango and Mowgli. And Linda can do the same for Teresa and Stu, if you guys are open to that.
Mm-hmm, that will help.
And then I think if you guys are going to be around this afternoon, once the show's over at noon and I get everything finished up with Nathan and so forth, are you going to be around so I can give you a call?
Yes.
Sure.
Okay. Yeah. I think what we have to do is there's a few things I want to chat about, just a couple things today, and then we'll need to set up our first educational center session and that sort of thing. So I will give you a call as soon as I'm landed after the show, okay?
Okay. Thanks so much to everybody.
Uh-huh. Blessings on this journey.
Blessings on this journey.
I'm asking for divine healing on this for you guys.
All right.
Thank you.
God bless you guys. I'll talk to you after the show.
Thanks so much
for calling. You too. Bye-bye. God bless. Bye-bye. All righty. We have got to take care of advertisers, but Nathan, are we going to be able to find Anne, do you think?
I can try giving her another call now that we're all wrapped up with this one.
Yeah, let's see, because Anne is looking for a dog and she's having a lot of trouble, and I thought it would be real helpful for Natasha to connect in and maybe get some, because she's helped, you know, some of our listeners find their dog and stuff. Anyway, so it would be, hopefully, let's all think good thoughts, we can get Anne on the line. Otherwise, we're taking care of advertisers, so stay right where you are. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Here's a thought to consider from the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga. With the love and care you offer your pets, what about another important pet project, finding happiness? But how do you find happiness? Money? Health? Love? Or millions of people are finding that the regular practice of meditation or yoga can brighten your life with an inner satisfaction and contentment that no possession, position, or title can give. Find our schedule of classes and events at anandawashington.org. That's ANANDA Washington.org.
I'm Sue Rose Minahan, inviting you to tune in and join me on Talk Cosmos for archetypal symbols about the Scorpio New Moon, cosmic energy theme, inventive camaraderie actions. Understand astrology with Sabian symbols, numerology, tarot, Vedic, and mythology. The Scorpio New Moon calls us to join our joyous, compatible, harmonious relationships. So come journey with us. Talk Cosmos, Sunday, October 27, KKNW, 1 p.m.
Does your dog or cat have a health or mobility problem that is not responding to standard veterinary care? Are you looking for a non-medical alternative? I'm Nels Rasmussen, retired chiropractor and spiritual healer. I've helped people and pets all over the world to get their happy, active lives back when nothing else has worked. To learn more, go to healingministryforanimals.com. Go to healingministryforanimals.com. Now.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Hi, this is Stacy, and you're listening to a very special encore presentation of Animal World. We'll all be back in the studio again next Sunday at 9 a.m. for another live show. So be sure to join us right here on Alternative Talk, 1150.
Hey, y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and thanks for spending part of your Sunday morning with us here on Animal World. We're here till noon today, and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. We heard from our new pro supplements, NUP as in Peter, ROSupplements.com. Great supplements for dogs, cats, and ferrets. If you can't find them at your local pet store, they're all available on Amazon, and you can check out how great they are at NuPro, N-U-P-R-O, NuProSupplements.com. Then, of course, we heard again from our wonderful Natasha, who happens to be here with us today. And with all that energy, I have to say, Natasha, I was chuckling a little bit because I was going to call you Taylor Swift, because, you know, your hair is sort of, you know, it's blondish and curly like hers can be. But then I think you were shaking off energy because you were shaking. I was thinking, she's doing Shake It Off. It's Taylor. We have Taylor Smith here shaking it off. So that's what Natasha was doing, her best impression of Taylor Smith Swift.
Being like a dog, you know, dogs usually shake off when something stressful happens or something energetic happens. And so
you look like Taylor because your hair's the same as hers, you know, and then you're shaking it. Anyway, so I had a Taylor Swift moment. Taylor Swift moment with Natasha. Anyway, you can check Natasha out at her website, intuitiveclarifications.com. And her YouTube channel is Natasha Venter IC for Intuitive Clarifications. Natasha, do you still are doing your podcast at 4 o'clock on Wednesdays?
I am. Regan Forston will be on this week, and I'm looking forward to having a great conversation with him this Wednesday at 4 o'clock Pacific on YouTube channel.
Wonderful. And if you need to give Natasha a call to schedule a reading or whatever, her number is 360-770-7486. 360-770-7486.
I will be down in Kent Commons.
No, I'm just getting to that because I'm going to say I have to get after Natasha because you heard nothing about this on Current Events last week. Or the week before.
I'm so bad.
Okay, and there's nothing there now. And she told us last year on the air that she was going to get me the information so I could let you know. But I'm just letting you know it's not me, it's her. So, Natasha, where are you going to be and when?
I'm going to be down next week, Saturday and Sunday, at Kent Commons, down in Kent, Washington. I will be doing personal readings there. It's a metaphysical fair. It's the BECP fair. It used to be the Boeing Expo fair.
Yeah, okay.
And then on Sunday at 1 o'clock, I will be in a room talking about how our trauma-induced ADHD is affecting us today when we don't really know that we are, and how to act with healing our ADHD parts of us that we don't know why. Why am I so triggered when somebody says something, and then, or when I'm, you know, wanting to cook but I can't cook? I'm so ADHD. You know, there's reasons why things are happening. And so, at 1 o'clock on Sunday, next Sunday, I will be doing a conversation about that.
Oh, okay. So that's next Saturday and Sunday.
Sunday.
Mm-hmm. The 19th and 20th. You will be down at the Kent Commons both days?
Both days.
11 to 5, Saturday and Sunday, Kent Commons next weekend.
Mm-hmm.
So readings with Natasha and talk with Natasha on Sunday. All righty. Now, do you have anything up on your website or anywhere?
Yes, I
anything?
Do. All this information is up on my website.
Okay, so you can go to intuitiveclarifications.com, and Natasha has the information listed there. Unfortunately, you can't go to my Current Events because someone didn't send me the information.
I know, she was supposed to.
Okay.
I know.
All right. So you have to go to Natasha's website, intuitiveclarifications.com.
Thank you.
All right.
I'm human. So, what can you say?
Okay. So I think we have to say we could not get Anne back. But maybe some of that lineup is waiting for Sue in Bothell. So how about we go to Sue and see what's up with her. Hey, Sue, welcome back to Animal World. You're live with me and Natasha.
Hi, everybody.
Hi, Sue.
First, I was wondering how Zoe was doing on the kitty Prozac still.
And Zoe is your kitty.
Yeah, brown and tabby, that's kinky tail.
Brown tabby and the kinky tail, Natasha. And your vet put her on the kitty Prozac.
Right.
How long has that been now?
It's been 2 months.
Okay. So are you feeling anything related to that? How's our Zoe doing, do you think, Natasha?
She's doing good. I feel like there's a part of her body that's kind of full, you know, like she can use a break on it.
A break.
But I don't know.
You mean she's had enough of something and needs a break from it?
Yeah.
Do you know what that something is?
It is the Prozac.
Oh, she needs a break from the Prozac? You mean?
Yeah, it could be just even a day or two. Just give her body a chance to...
Because I don't think, I mean, I think you have to wean off that stuff, you know, you don't just abruptly stop it.
So I'm going to give an example that I was taking hormones myself, bioidentical hormones, and my body just felt full. And so I did wean myself off and I stopped doing the hormones. That's what I'm getting is that feeling of full.
Well, maybe she's had it long enough. Could that be?
Yeah, maybe start weaning off just a little bit and then take a break.
Well, let's go at it this way. Sue, obviously the vet put Zoe on the kitty Prozac for a reason. Has it solved the problem?
Well, it might. I mean, because it comes and goes, the problem does. So it's hard to tell. It could be just in a dormant.
So what was the problem that made the vet prescribe the Prozac?
Okay, so the latest problem was licking all her fur off her tummy.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. Okay, so has she stopped doing that?
She's licking less.
Licking less, but hasn't completely stopped.
Right, well, then I can't tell what's normal grooming for her.
Right, yeah. Okay. So that can you tune into that, Natasha? And because it maybe she
I really get
need...
a sense that the Prozac is helping,
right.
But there's a sense of just being full, and I don't know.
Huh.
Oh, how do we? Okay, guides of her. Get some clarity.
Does she need a lower dose? I'm not really sure how these things are dosed. Does she need to be on it longer term, or is it time to start weaning off? Because Sue could talk to her vet about that. But
yeah, can you get a lower dose?
I don't know. Sue, do you know if you can give a lower dose?
I'd have to talk to the vet.
Yeah,
because what
it'd be worth the question. It'd be worth the question.
What form are you giving? Is it a capsule or a pill?
No, it's a liquid.
It's a liquid.
Put it in her food.
So you give her what? Have a little syringe or a dropper or something that you take the liquid out. Okay, so that is something, Natasha. That the dosage could be adjusted. So you think it's worth? Sue calling the vet and saying, she's acting like maybe she's getting too much of this or something. Could we lower the dose
even
a little
if you,
bit?
Even if you like, do you give it to her once a day?
Right.
Okay. So maybe like, let's say on Monday morning, you give her 75% of what you gave her.
Okay.
And then on Tuesday, you give her normal dose.
Oh,
and then on Wednesday you give her a normal dose. Then Thursday you give her 75% of what you normally give her.
Okay,
just something like that, just to give her body just
a little bit.
Just giving her a little bit of I guess for lack of a better word, a breath. Kind of like so it's not so much like it's on so heavy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
You know, you're still giving it to her, but you're not necessarily giving it all to her. Now, I'm not a vet, but yet that's the sense I'm getting.
Okay.
Okay, what else would you like to know about, Sue?
Oh, if anybody has any messages for me.
Hey, so is anybody in that lineup, Natasha, for Sue? Natasha's smiling. There must be a lot of them.
Your hubby is saying that you are doing so... just loves you so much, and he's just so proud of you for the word I'm using is persevering, but that's that whole energy that he's giving me is just that whole... And he's giving you a breath, my dear. He's giving you a breath. He knows that life hasn't been easy for you, and he's just so loving and proud of you for you being you. He just wants you to remember that love is you. Love is you, and he wants you to remember to be love for you, too.
Oh, how sweet.
Okay.
Thank you. Yeah. You have a young little boy here that wants you to remember to smile.
What do you mean a young little boy?
He's a younger, you know, he's not older. He's
but
more
this is
like
someone that from Sue's family or someone she knows that's crossed over?
He feels like around a 14, 15, 16-year-old.
Anyone
energy.
In your family that passed around that age or anything, Sue?
No, not that I know of.
It could be even a long-term friend ago that something happened. You know,
well, anyway,
I'm just getting that there's an energy.
Young
there's
energy
an energy
and,
out there.
What was
that
the message again? To smile more?
To smile.
Ah.
Okay.
To smile.
Yeah, maybe think of your husband because he's sending so much love and is so proud of you. He can send strength too.
Okay.
There's a cat too. I mean, I felt a cat brush against my foot just now.
Wasn't it, Zoe?
No.
It could have been a lot of cats.
Yeah, you have a lot of cats. No, but there's a cat that brushed up against my foot. So did you? The one that brushed up against your foot a lot. It feels more feminine. They're sending you a lot of love too.
All right.
Super.
All right, Sue.
All right. Thank you so much.
I love you.
Yeah, thanks for calling Animal World. God bless. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
All righty, then. You probably know what that means. Time to take care of advertisers one more time and during the show. We've got current events to do, but there isn't much to talk about there. Natasha's got a current event, so we can mention that again. Anyway, stay right where you are. Animal World continues until noon right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Give your dog, cat, or ferret the gift of great health naturally. Make NuPro all-natural supplements an essential part of your pet's diet. NuPro makes an awesome gravy, sure to please. This gravy provides fresh nutrients for a beautiful, silky skin and coat, strong immune system, and healthy digestion, among other wonderful benefits. NuPro's joint support formula is perfect for working dogs, large breeds, and especially seniors. So go with NuPro, your pet's best friend for over 20 years. Visit online at NuProSupplements.com for more information.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior training or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude Ponton can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude can work with you remotely, office, or on-site if you live in the Seattle area. Jude can also teach classes in the Accutonic Sound Healing System. Check out whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Hi, this is Nathan coming to you from behind the board. And today we have a very special encore presentation of Martha Norwalk's Animal World. From all of us in the Animal World family, we wish you all a happy weekend, and we look forward to being with you again on next week's live show from 9 a.m. to noon on Sunday, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Hey y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we are winding down this week's edition of Animal World, but we're here till noon and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. We heard from Dr. Nels Rasmussen. Check him out, healingministryforanimals.com. Get on the website, join the private groups, only $10, but join while he's still accepting members, and then you can take advantage of the three free Zoom classes he's doing, teaching us the Rasmussen reset and how to reset our own animals. The first one he did absolutely fabulous. And then he's doing one free to teach you how to balance yourselves and so forth. That one was fabulous too. And I'm sure there's going to be more that he's developing. So healingministryforanimals.com and get into the private group. Whispering Dragon Center open in Shoreline. And Jude Ponton, our premier sound healer, has openings for new clients, and she can work with you in person. That's the best way to go if you can do it, because it's great to be in the presence of the gongs and the forks and all of that, so she can work on you personally. She also, though, can work with you remotely as well. So check her out, whispering-dragon.com online, Whispering Dragon Center on Facebook, or give her a call at 206-706-2836. And that, remember, I'm an animal behavior therapist and dog trainer, and I work with people privately in their homes to help them solve dog problems and teach them what they need to know to live successfully with their dog friends. I always do a free, no obligation telephone evaluation, and usually only have to see people once. So I want you to take my phone number, and anybody you know has got problems with their dogs, please pass out my number. Tell them to call me. I'll talk to them for free. If I'm not the best person to help them, I probably know who is, or we can set something up. And my number is 360-217-7258. 360-217-7258. All righty. We are good then with all of that. And I guess while we still got time, Nathan, we better do some current events. Alrighty, well, the top of the list on current events is the big alert, and that is the Stop the Purr Act, P-U-R-R Act. It is a dangerous bill for pet owners and our animal friends. It's in committee right now, Congress. Now, there's not a lot going on in Congress right now, but Susan Thixton, who has the website truthaboutpetfood.com, is reporting on this. This act, should it get through committee and passed, puts veterinary medicine in charge of pet foods, which is a stupid idea to begin with, because they don't know what they're doing, because the only education they get is from the big corporate pet food companies. So basically puts big corporate pet food companies in charge of themselves, and has stuff written into it like, just because there's an ingredient on the label doesn't mean it has to be in the food. Excuse me? that sometimes it can be there and sometimes not, and all kinds of just bad stuff like that. Anyway, the PRAC needs to go, and Susan has compiled a list of all of the representatives in the House that are on the committee reviewing this. I have called Washington State. Both of our Washington State reps are on the committee. I have called both, and that's what's being asked for. So you can access the information by going to Facebook and go to Martha Norwalk's Animal World on Facebook, because I've got the alert there. You scroll down a little bit, you'll see the Stop the PRRR Act post, or you can go directly to truthaboutpetfood.com, truthaboutpetfood.com, or you can just search PRRR Act, P-U-R-R Act. And so there you go on that one. Let's see, what else have I got? The Positive Alliance, their virtual auction is coming up soon. It is from October 19th to the 26th. Let's see, and they will, so positivealliance.org, P-A-W-S, positivealliance.org is where you'll get more information. They will also be providing free custom pet ID tags at Cattoberfest in Renton on October 19th. So I don't know, maybe the Cattoberfest, Natasha, will be somewhere near you next Saturday. But it's down in Renton. Maybe so. Keep your eyes open for Cattoberfest, because going on down there somewhere in Renton. Let's see. Toxes and Tales 2025 has been scheduled. So you can mark your calendars if you like to go to Toxes and Tales. It's will be Saturday, May 17th at the Fremont Studios. Tuxesandtales.org is the event website, or you can email if you have questions, events@seattlehumane.org. All righty, and that pretty much covers current events, other than to let you know that next week, even though it's the third Sunday, it is Best Bioenergetic Synchronization Technique, Neuroenergetic Balancing, Rasmussen Reset, and Energy Code Sunday. Dr. Nils Rasmussen and his sister Linda Rasmussen will join us, and together we'll take your phone calls, and they'll help you and your animal friends with emotional, behavioral, and healing issues. So I hope you can plan to be here next week. Call in for your free remote session. So that, now the only other thing that we could add to current events, Natasha, tell us one more time where you'll be next weekend.
I'll be at the Conscious Wellness Expo and Gem Show. It is from 11 to 5 at Kent Commons on Saturday and Sunday. It's the 19th and 20th. And I'll be having a conversation about our ADHD and life traumas and how we can negotiate and heal them as we walk forward. At 1 o'clock on Sunday. After you listen to the Martha Norwalk Show, you can come.
Yeah, we're over at noon, so that's plenty of time to get.
Yeah,
to
come and listen to
me
at 1 o'clock in one of the rooms there to see how we can heal our ADHD moments.
And remember, you can reach Natasha through her website, intuitiveclarifications.com.
All that information
about next week events on her website. Mm-hmm. You can also catch her podcast 4 p.m. on Wednesdays on YouTube. Her YouTube channel is Natasha Venter. IC for intuitive clarification, the letters I and C. Mm-hmm. Natasha Venter IC on YouTube, 4 p.m. for her podcast. And if you just want to call her to talk to her or schedule something, phone number is 360-770-7486. 360-770-7486.
And I have a lot of like 2 minute, 3 minute, 1 minute videos also. I have almost like 900 videos.
Are those on your YouTube channel?
On my YouTube channel.
Okay.
Doing different supportive, you know, you can look up in the different different energies that you want to do. So if you're wanting something to deal with grief, I have videos. I have a playlist of just grief. I have
so not just your podcast there.
Just
on,
not my podcast.
You
is
have
there.
Other
I have a
on
lot
YouTube
of different videos.
As well. And
yeah, and I post Sunday through. I post Monday through Friday on my YouTube channel.
All right, so everybody check that out. Well, all righty. Looks like we have used up our time. And gosh, I'm looking forward to working with Teresa and Stu and Mango and Mowgli and see how much progress we can make. I'll be talking to them soon after the show to get our first sessions set up. But it sure explained a lot because I just have they look like normal doodles.
Mm-hmm.
And this just isn't normal doodle behavior. I mean, yeah, doodles are goofy and they bark a lot and they can present as aggressive because they bark and stuff, but they don't have a full genetic code for chase, kill and stuff. I mean, it just isn't this type of aggression is not common in doodles, but these are also, even though they look like doodles genetic, they're not solid genetic doodles. So anyway,
well, and that's the thing is I want to say that there wasn't a werewolf, but it was the werewolf type of energy of chaos and destruction and primalness. It was
and it's
total
amazing that
primal.
That's what Teresa described to me and what the dogs go into when they see other animals and stuff. She said, mm-hmm. and I think it's that the eyes glass over, lights are on, nobody's home. That's a classic symptom of like rage syndrome, the Pluckner stuff and that sort of thing. Anyway, I'm looking forward to diving into this with them, see if we can't turn these dogs around. It will be a very fascinating process to go through. But they sound like great motivated owners that really love these dogs.
Yes. If these dogs have any chance, it's because they're good people.
All right. So next week, join us for our healing show. Dr. Nels and Linda Rasmussen are here. And know that if you're listening and just don't want to call in, you can get a surrogate healing just by listening to Linda and following her instructions related to you. And you can get a surrogate healing without even calling in. But we would love to hear from you and have you join us in person. And we will have open phone lines throughout the majority of the show. We'll also get to go over Nell's monthly newsletter, great affirmation this month, and some great stories. So it'll be fun to hear about all of that. So I guess Nathan says we're done. he starts giving me the signal, and he just won't let us ramble on. And he cuts us off. So Natasha, thank you so much.
Thank you for trusting me in this process.
I hope that you don't get rained on. I hope the weather angels acknowledge us and keep it dry in your neighborhood during recess. We've put that in place and have a great time at the big expo next weekend down in Kent. And Nathan, thank you so much.
Thank you, Nathan.
You're very welcome.
You guys have a grand good luck. Hope your carpeting comes in this month and look forward to a report of brand new carpeting and how great it looks by next
and
Sunday.
Lots of pictures.
Yeah, that's what I'm looking forward to. So, all right, you guys, get out there and blow and mow and everything you want to do because it's raining from now till eternity after today. Okay. All right. So blow and mow and get all that stuff out of the way. I did. You need to do it too. And Nathan, Natasha, thank you. And as always, I leave you with animals have feelings too. So treat your animal friends better than family. And please always be kind to open your heart and share your love with all living things. And I'll talk to you again next.